Hello.
I'm gonna be doing an original song that I wrote called Sunny D and Rum. Yum. Yum.
Whoa, Sunny D and Rum. Yum, yum. It's a flavor I just thought of. Oh, Sunny D and Rum. Yum, yum. It's so good I can't get enough.
So good. I can't get enough.
Sunny D and Rum, the brand new craze that's sweeping the nation.
Sweeping the nation.
Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only show.
I'm Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And that song that you were just listening to was an auto-tuned version of a song by a lady named Chris Athey?
Or Athey?
Yeah, Athey. I'm not sure. Athey or Athey. Anyway, it's a YouTube user. And the auto-tuned version was done by the same people who do the auto-tune the news things, yeah. The Antoine Dodson, they raping everybody out here thing. But this Chris Athey woman is far more interesting to me. Well, the song's great, actually. The song kind of gets stuck in my head, although the premise itself is hilarious to me.
Yeah.
Sunny D and Rum. Let's say, like, for one, that's the worst drink ever. Like, the only way it could be worse is if you were actively trying to make it worse. Like, mayonnaise and gin. You know, that's the only way I can think of it being worse.
Yeah.
Sunny D and Rum, but
it doesn't leave your head, man.
Yeah, that fucking
song. It's still playing in my head.
Oh, Sunny D and Rum, yum, yum. But anyway, I had seen this woman before. I had seen a video of her doing a karaoke, basically, to Sweet Home Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
This is what she does.
I was going to ask.
She's one of those weird YouTube users who just starts doing something and then never stops. And I don't know why they started doing it in the first place, but this is her thing. She sits down in front of a camera, plays a song, and sings it. And then in that particular case, the Sunny D and Rum thing, she had written the song, mm-hmm. or I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know if she wrote it down or if she just started freestyling or what, but she said she wrote it. But just for reference, I guess, this is what the original sounded like.
Hello. I'm going to be doing an original song that I wrote called Sunny D and Rum. Yum. Yum. Whoa, Sunny D and Rum. Yum, yum, it's a flavor I just thought of. Oh, Sunny D and Rum. Yum, yum, it's so good I can't get enough. Oh.
That's probably enough of that one in particular.
God awful.
Yeah, she's really bad. And it's made worse by her comical appearance. She's a big pile of a woman, and she's the kind of woman that, I feel like I've mentioned this kind of woman before, but the kind of fat woman who looks like she probably has, like, you know, the double chin? You get the double chin, and there's, like, the crease between your actual chin and your mm-hmm. double chin.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, I can just imagine little wispy hairs growing out of that crease. And you're not sure if it's actually hair growing out of her or if it's some kind of fungus that's just living there and it's kind of wispy looking.
It's that type of woman, yeah.
Yeah, ugh. She looks filthy. She's got two teeth, one on the top and one on the bottom.
I wasn't sure if it was a woman at first. God damn.
And she's wearing, like, this moo-moo looking thing. And she's just sitting around in her trailer or whatever, just staring into this camera. And I wonder, like, oh, it's a flip video camcorder. Like, how did this start, you know?
Yeah.
And so I went through her videos. In one of these videos, she mentions, I'm not wearing any clown makeup.
Yeah.
So this can't really be considered a clown tune. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, lady?
What?
So I went back through her videos. I'm like, are there videos of her doing this wearing clown makeup? That's insane.
We gotta check it out.
There's one. Apparently, when she started doing this, the first three songs she did, she called them clown tunes. Clown Tunes Episode 1, Clown Tunes Episode 2, Clown Tunes Episode 3, and then she just stopped calling them clown tunes. But only in the first one does she have clown makeup on. And that's a stretch, yeah, if you want to call it that.
It's so bad.
Well, I'll play a little bit of it just because it's funny to hear her try to sing.
Welcome to Clown Tunes Episode 1.
Welcome to Clown Tunes Episode 1.
Needing Me by Anne Murray. I cried a tear, you wiped it dry, I was confused.
And this one in particular, she's sitting outside.
I sold my soul, you bought it back for me, you raised me up.
And she's wearing a red t-shirt with a puppy on it that says it wasn't me.
What the fuck?
It's cute. You gave me strength. That's my favorite part of this one.
Just a tractor or motorcycle.
And she's not phased at all.
You put me high.
Yeah, there's a guy riding around on a motorcycle in the background. Okay, but the clown makeup she's wearing.
Yeah, describe this, please.
It's red and yellow. The red, she's got like a little beard, kind of like a like a Van Dyke. Is that what you call it when it's just over the chin?
Yeah, I don't know.
She's got a little beard drawn on in red, and her lips are yellow.
It looks like she ate SpaghettiO.
It looks kind of. It looks like she's been eating the heads off of dandelions, just smearing them all over her face. And then the only other part of her face that's painted is like the bridge of her nose and down her cheeks. It kind of looks like a bat landed on her face and then just dissolved. there's just bat blood left in the shape of a bat.
There's no white base, you know, like put on the white and then the color. It's just, it looks like she was like just digging her hands in like red frosting.
Yeah.
And like there was a bug and she'd like just slap.
Yeah, scratching at her face.
Yeah.
It's all scribbly. Like there's no real form to it. It's just scribbles on her face.
It's
like you
creepy.
Said, there's no white base.
Yeah.
It's like if you saw a clown once when you were like 8 years old.
Yeah.
And then you never saw another clown again. And then like at age 30, somebody asked you to draw a clown.
Like, yeah,
I kind of remember it had stuff on its face. Clown tunes. And there's no explanation whatsoever. Like, what are clown tunes? I don't know. I'm crazy.
It's got to be some kind of inside joke.
It's just me sitting outside with shit on my face singing.
Yeah.
And then Clown Tunes Episode 2, she's not wearing the makeup anymore. So, like, there was only one song where she was wearing it. And
what
then
was the point? Yeah.
The one where she says, I'm not wearing any clown makeup, so I guess it's not really Clown Tunes. That's like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. That's 13 videos in.
Oh, my God.
So all of a sudden she just remembered, oh, shit, I was supposed to wear makeup when I did this. Oh, here's one. I haven't seen this. I don't think this is a song. This is a Celebrity Apprentice reaction.
I think college is fun. It sucks.
You're hired.
What?
Oh, my God.
I don't watch Celebrity Apprentice, so I'm not entirely sure what she said. I think somebody just won. It sucks. And then she just freaks out. And the camera's like in her, like, the only thing you can see at first is her nose and her eye.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like a close up of her mouth screaming.
What?
With the two teeth. Ooh.
You got to see her though, because like as funny as it is to hear her trying to sing.
Yeah. Just some fat chick, yeah.
But you got to see her. She's a goddamn mess.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah. You can't blame people entirely for what they look like, you know, but you could try a little. Like, you know, I talked about basically letting myself go. I'm sorry, but This is insane.
Yeah.
And you have to be kind of self-aware. Like, maybe that's the point. Maybe she knows this is ridiculous, but I don't get that impression.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be ridiculous. People will laugh and it'll be great. And I don't get that impression. I think she's just like,
just doing it for fun. Yeah.
This is what I do.
That was my impression. Yeah. The comments are like, oh, we love this. And people are subscribing like crazy because she's ridiculous.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's kind of like how I talked about what I think the Chuck Norris thing really was.
Yeah.
You know, with all the Chuck Norris facts, people are like, you know, Chuck Norris is fucking ridiculous. And it's hilarious to talk about him like he's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing. It's like she doesn't understand that everybody who loves this is making fun of
exactly.
her.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's crazy because that song, when you listen to the original, it's like she's humming the version that was auto-tuned. Like she came up with this idea and it's genius in a way.
She kind of did have a catchy tune going on there. It's just she wasn't able to actually do it. However, I still think it's like the lyrical content is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
And the concept of Sunny, like I can picture this woman sitting around drinking Sunny D and rum. And in that video, she's got one of those red plastic cups like you get at a kegger.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if it's full of Sunny D and rum.
Goddamn.
But I wonder if she has a job, you know, like what does she do when she's not making these YouTube videos?
I was going to say, yeah.
I bet she has kids.
Oh, you got to believe it. But I wanted to add, looking at this woman and like with the clown makeup being all crazy.
Yeah.
And she does all of these videos and sings all these songs horribly.
Yeah.
It's an overload of crazy to me, and it takes me to this dark place I don't want to be in, and I'm very uncomfortable, and I just want to turn the computer off. God damn. It's just, I can't look at her. And it makes me wonder, like, she is this phenomenon now. She will be, because everybody's talking about this song. And there's parodies and all this other bullshit. But I think it sucks, because the phenomenon to me is that she wakes up every day and doesn't kill herself when she looks in the mirror.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Well, her YouTube username is U8A22, which I have no idea if that's supposed to mean something. Maybe you ate a 22. Like maybe she ate a 20. Holy shit. No way.
What?
According to her YouTube profile page, she's 24 years old.
Oh my God.
I would have guessed like 40.
Yes.
That's insane.
That's so sad.
She's 24 years old.
How do you lose your shit and lose yourself to that extent and still wake up and put a smile on that face?
I don't know.
Unbelievable. God damn.
I'll post some of these videos in the forums when I post the episode. I'll post the auto-tuned version and I'll post one or two of her actual videos in case you want to check her out. You have to see her.
Yeah. And you got to put that clown one in. You got to see this clown makeup.
At the very least, I'll post that one. And then from there, you can find the rest. But holy shit.
But yeah, this makes me wonder because my fiance, Aldi, has a mom who is crazy, right?
Yes.
And she doesn't work.
Right.
But she gets government assistance. So it makes me wonder if this woman is just... Do like big people get so big the government says, look, you can't work, but we'll assist you?
I think.
Is that real?
I think like when you get big past a certain point, I think it actually can be considered a disability.
It's got to be, because you can't work. I mean, if you get to a certain point. Yeah.
It's a disability that may very well be your fault.
You just sit at home. Yeah, she's obviously stupid as fuck. She's uneducated.
Yeah.
And retarded. And
you don't know that. She could have a PhD.
Oh, yeah.
PhD in Sunny Dean room.
Goddamn. She's got to just sit at home and collect, you know, whatever paycheck she gets from the government.
Maybe she's got a degree in mixology. You know, like bartenders.
Yeah, maybe.
Mixology is a stupid fucking term.
When I
enrolled in community college way back, they took us, I had to go on this fucking tour of the campus or whatever. And they took us past this one building and they were like, this is where our mixology classes
what
are.
What the fuck?
And I didn't know what that meant at first. I thought it sounded like a weird pseudoscience. Like it sounds science-y, but mixology? Like
what the fuck?
What is that? Some kind of retard term for chemistry? You know? But no, it's like bartending school.
That's for real. Wow.
Like, yeah. I know there are things to learn to be a bartender, but I would think most of them could be learned in, you know, some kind of on-the-job training.
Yeah.
It's not a science.
it's so stupid.
It's a blow-off class, I'm sure of it. You know, like, oh, man, college is so cool. I get to take a class where I mix drinks. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's play beer pong.
She does have potential, though, because
we were talking about her, that bitch.
You know that there's people out there that write music for record labels and artists sing them and make tons of money. She might have a place in society.
Well,
to
we've only heard one song that she's written.
She could have potential.
And that song was kind of bullshit. The tune was catchy, but the song itself is Sunny D and Rum, Yum Yum. Yeah. Think I want to get me some.
But it's so catchy that, it could go somewhere. I don't know. I can't picture a Rihanna picking up that song and singing it. But
if I had to guess, I'd say she's probably a one-hit wonder.
Okay. You know? That's sad. That's sad.
Yeah, it is. I'm heartbroken over it.
I'm sure you are.
Mm-hmm. I'm all torn up inside.
Yeah. But, enough about her. My week.
Oh,
you want to hear about this? Well,
the best part of every episode.
Yeah. This week I lost my e-cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
And for anyone that doesn't know, I quit smoking and I bought this electronic cigarette.
You kids and your gadgets these days.
And we went out with some friends. We went to this bar and Aldi, my girlfriend, we made this plan because I was kind of drinking a little bit, but everybody was getting wasted. And Aldi's like, hey, we'll just call a cab.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, cool. Sounds like a plan. We'll call a cab. Yeah. So I don't have to, you know, drink real slow. So I let loose and
got
I just
wasted.
Pounding the beers. Yeah. And I got wasted and I lost the damn thing. And for anyone that's lost something when they're drunk, it's the worst thing ever because you're like, fuck, I can't even remember the last time I had it, man.
Did you call the place? Like later to ask, did anybody find it?
I left my number.
Oh, really?
I made a note on a napkin that looked horrible. I couldn't even spell. I was so wasted. Mm. But I told the bartender chick, like, not the bartender, the waitress. And she's like, oh, no, I know how you feel. Oh, it sucks. And she got me a flashlight, which I think was for entertainment for all, like for her, if nothing else. So I grabbed this flashlight and I'm going around the entire bar just wandering around, shining lights under people's tables. And at some point, I wandered into the men's restroom, which is lit.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I'm like, maybe I dropped it. So I go in there to look, but I still have the flashlight, and I'm shining it around. And there's guys, like, taking a piss, and they're peeking behind them, like, what the fuck are you doing?
What are you doing there, detective?
And I was so drunk, I'm like, it's cool. I'm not trying to be weird. I lost something very expensive. They're like, what'd you lose? I'm like, don't worry about it. It was, oh man, I'm so sorry. They're like, well, I don't think you need the flashlight there, brother. So I get out and I'm just everywhere with the flashlight.
God
and everybody's
damn.
Laughing at me. And I come back to my table and the waitress had taken my seat and she's sitting with my friends and they're all laughing at me and I didn't get it.
Were you seriously that drunk?
I let loose.
I've really only seen you like that drunk a few times.
Yeah.
Because you handle your alcohol pretty well.
Pretty good. It was one of those times. Yeah. Sometimes you go out, you have like six pitchers and you're fine. And there's other days you go out, you have like, you know, a couple beers and you're like, ooh, I'm buzzing already. Jesus.
Yeah. So that's
a bad day.
Hilarious, though. I wish I was there to see you wandering around the bar with a flashlight.
God, it sucks. It sucks.
Sorry,
so
everybody.
Hard.
Don't mind me. I'm just looking around with my flashlight.
And it's even worse, you know, when you lose something and the next day you wake up and you can't find it and you're like, is it in my apartment? Is it in my car?
Oh, you didn't remember losing it?
Yeah, and Aldi had to remind me.
Oh, man.
And it sucked. But I ordered a new one.
Yeah.
So it's all good, but goddamn.
I've left my coat several times at the same bar, but every time I've gone back and they've had it.
Yeah.
So you could try calling the place, even though you left your number. Maybe they lost it or couldn't read it.
Yeah, it's been a very drunk week for me.
Really?
I blacked out twice, and I haven't blacked out in a long time. And blacking out sucks. I apparently...
Was the other time just at home?
Just at home, chilling. And we got some Smirnoff because it was some crazy flavor. They have like 40 different flavors.
Oh, it was like one of the little individual bottles?
No, it was a fifth.
We got a fifth.
They're like $10 and it was a yummy flavor. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'll have a few. Oh, bad news.
Yeah, liquor is a brain eraser.
Yeah. And I woke up the next day and there were hours of things I did that I didn't remember, like sexual things and
yikes
and eating lots of food. And apparently after this, that night and after, even after not drinking this whole week, I've been waking up in the middle of the night trying to go somewhere.
Oh, God.
And all the, you know, wakes up, what are you doing? And I'm like, I gotta go outside. And she's gotta babysit me every night. And I won't have, I'll have like a couple beers and then we'll go to bed. You know, we gotta work the next day. But that night, I'm waking up still going, what the fuck is going on, man?
Have you peed on anything recently?
No.
Well, that's good.
But I don't know what's gonna happen and I'm scared.
Yeah, so you've just been like sleepwalking? You've just been getting up out of bed in the middle of the night, mumbling. Have you made it out of the room?
No.
So she's always stopped you before you got out of the room.
But I'm worried she won't wake up. And right outside my apartment, there's a kid's bicycle that they keep in the area because my apartment complex, you got to go into the stairway, you know, through a door and then go into the apartment. But in that stairway, there's a bicycle with a little bell. And I know Ollie's going to wake up and hear like, ding, ding, and I'm going to be naked outside in the parking lot riding a girl's bicycle.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I know you have in the past gotten really wasted and decided to go running around outside.
It's always outside. Yeah. And naked. I don't know what it is.
I can't.
Everybody has their own.
I can't fully relate to that, but I think part of the reason is that you are such a more experienced drinker than me that you are capable of getting more drunk than I am.
Yeah.
Because for me, when I get past a certain point, it's like I gotta lay down.
Yeah, and then you go to sleep.
But you've got this like tolerance where you're able to just keep going and power through it and just get to this point where I don't even recognize you.
And I envy you in that way that you don't get to that point because it sucks. And you end up losing shit. Like I'll lose an earring and I'll wake up the next day and, oh, where is that? God, that cost me like $20.
Yeah, I'm not envious of you blacking out and like trying to run away. However, I'm a little envious just because when I do get to that point where I need to lay down, it's because I'm starting to feel ill.
Yeah.
You know? So, and I don't like that, obviously.
Jesus Christ. Oh, what else? Been blacking out, yeah. I thought about this. This is weird. But you know how people buy toilet paper?
No.
But they also offer, yet nobody seems to buy, the fresh wipes.
Oh, like the baby wipes kind of thing?
Yeah. And they're flushable. And I'm thinking, like, why am I buying toilet paper? It's kind of like I'm wiping and I'm like, good enough. You know, I wipe and wipe and wipe, but it's still dirty when I could just buy a fresh wipe and it's clean. It's like I just took a shower.
I've heard a lot of people say this and I understand it in concept, in theory.
Yeah.
But I have tried to do that.
Yeah.
I've tried to use them and maybe it's just me.
It's got to be what's going on.
Well, it's like trying to see. I know that there are different techniques. So maybe I'm about to embarrass myself. So... Like I remember I was watching some, it doesn't matter what it was, but I was watching some,
what the fuck?
Like TV movie or something a long time ago.
Yeah.
And this was the first time I like realized that there were different ways to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy was talking about how he wanted to know everything about someone. It was like a evil secret agent or something. Like, I want to know everything about this guy. And one of the things he said to kind of like exaggerate his point was whether he scrunches or folds when he wipes his ass.
Hmm.
And what he meant was, do you fold the toilet paper over or do you crumple it up?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Now, I crumple it up.
Okay. Okay.
And the reason for that is largely because if I fold it over, I'm basically sticking my fingers in my ass.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you scrunch it up, it's like it's got a little handle, kind of. You know, it's there's some insulation there, okay, between your fingers and your asshole.
Okay.
You're not going to run into the possibility that, oops, I like poked my finger through the toilet paper, yeah, and now I'm just digging fudge out of my ass crack.
Ooh, having some fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And I mean, you know, you get that shit in your fingernails.
Yeah.
You can't be sure you washed it all out of there.
Yeah, and then you're going out to eat later.
So you need that, like, that padding, that insulation, okay, between your ass and your fingers.
Understandable.
So that's my reasoning.
Okay. And yeah.
And so the thing with the baby wipe kind of things is, yeah, you can't really do that without taking like seven of them out,
yeah,
at a time. And so it just doesn't feel right. It's like I'm digging my hands into my ass, and they're wet and kind of slippery, and like,
yeah,
it feels like I might as well just put soap and water on my hand and just dig my hand in there and
then
scrub
just wash
it.
Your hand.
Yeah, and then wash my hand afterwards, which actually would potentially be even cheaper.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
technically should be fine. Yeah. I wouldn't recommend it, and I'm not going to do it, but.
Oh, gross. Lately I've been shitting real funny. I swear to God, my ass hair, not to get too graphic.
No, after all that talk about digging my hand in
my ass hair is like knotted, man.
Yeah.
Cause I'll take a shit and it's the kind of shit that you wipe and wipe and wipe,
yeah,
and it never goes away. It's like this, it's like barbecue sauce,
oh,
after you,
God,
let it sit out for a day. It's like really,
God,
thick.
Yeah.
And I'll like go to take a shit and it's like soft serve up under my nutsack. Like, why,
oh,
is it not going straight out? Because my ass hair is like
up under your nutsack.
It seems like it,
like,
yeah,
it's like it's creeping up your taint.
Yeah, it's not going straight down, and I'm like, what's,
oh,
going,
my,
on? Oh, it's like collecting and then kind of spilling out. Whoa.
I kind of thought I knew what you meant, but that sounds like you've got like it's all braided all the way down, so it's like forming a like a ramp or a tunnel or something.
It's got to be bad.
Wow.
So what do I do? Do I trim it?
So you're like shitting on your balls?
I think so. Like, I can feel it on my legs sometimes. I've really got to. That's why I'm kind of looking into this fresh wipe thing.
Okay. Now I don't feel so bad about my scrunch talk.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I really didn't want to go there, but.
Well, you just did. I'm just curious because I have divulged my technique.
Yeah.
Are you a folder?
I'm a folder, man.
See, I think a lot of people are. There's another thing, and this I think I probably should be embarrassed about, but I tried it the other way. I can't do it.
Really?
I am a stander.
Okay.
Yes,
I stand up and wipe.
Have you ever read about this? Because
no, I haven't.
I think we're in the minority.
Oh, man.
Most people, from what I gather, they like lean forward, like to one side kind of, and reach back there, and I can't.
No
do
way,
that,
man.
I've tried. I can't.
Unbelievable.
It's like, I don't understand the physics of it, like how you're able to do that and make it work. But apparently that's like the majority
that's
way to
gotta
do it.
Because, yeah, I'll go to take a piss at a public restroom and a guy's taking a shit, but he doesn't seem to stand up.
Yeah.
You know, you see his legs and he's like, and then flush, and then he walks out. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute.
It's weird, though, because you can go your whole life doing these weird things,
yeah,
and never fucking know, because it's something, you know, you always do that by yourself.
Yeah.
Even when you're in a public restroom, you're in the stall, you're more or less by yourself, you're isolated. So you could, like, when I was this is embarrassing. If I wasn't embarrassed by the last two things, this one is embarrassing, and this one is not my fault, but I'm still embarrassed.
Okay.
But I will say it anyway, because when I was a little kid, when I first started using the toilet, it was my mom basically teaching me what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I was way too young to know it was fucking gross, and my mom's a horrible person. She's not a horrible person. But my mom would let me in the bathroom with her while she's, you know, pissing, shitting or whatever. And I didn't know it was weird. So I'm a little kid. I'm just in there with my mom and I'm watching her, and I don't really remember this that well, but I know I saw it. But like, I would see her, how she does things.
Mm-hmm.
And because she's a woman, she would always wipe after she peed.
Yeah.
And so I thought that's what you do. So I don't even know how it worked exactly, because I'm trying to imagine doing it now.
Yeah.
Like, and I can't figure out, you know, what I did, but I would wipe after I peed. And at some point,
that's adorable.
I was still so young that my mom saw me do it, I think,
yeah,
and like told me, you don't have to do that.
I see.
But so there was a while. That's what I'm saying. If my mom had never seen me do that,
yeah,
I'd still be doing it today, because how would I know? You know?
That's great.
And I remember there was a time in elementary school when nobody had really taught me about how like the fly works on your pants and stuff.
Yeah.
And so when I wasn't one of those kids who would drop their pants at the urinal.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would like undo my fly and then pull my underwear down. But I was wearing like tighty whities that had a fly.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know that that's like how that worked. So I would like pull them down in front.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know. That's the like because that's such private shit. You never fucking know.
You wouldn't know. And I can get behind that. Yeah. But man.
But yeah, so I used to wipe when I peed like a girl.
That's great.
I think I also probably used to sit when I peed a lot too, because like my mom.
Well, thank God you didn't like take a shit and wipe back to front, you know.
No,
like,
I've never done that. But that's probably if somebody told me you're supposed to wipe while you're sitting down, that's probably how I would have done it.
Yeah. Cause he wouldn't know.
Right. That's the most I wouldn't have thought about, you know, the contamination.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most easy way I can think of to do it.
Like, you get like shit. Jock itch and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Just nasty shit.
Mm. Yes, I've never done that, but...
But
yeah, so you and me are both a couple of animals standing up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the people who do sit, they can't fathom the idea of standing up. But I feel the same way, but in reverse, you know?
Yeah,
like,
well, our way is so much more logical. You're up and it's so much easier. And, yeah, I just don't know. But,
Well, I've heard people... This is like shit talk, but...
Welcome back to shit talk.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard people say, you know, like... I've heard people ask, like, when you wipe, do you look at it? Do you look at the toilet paper?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you have to.
You have
Otherwise,
to.
How do you know when you're done?
You
I mean,
have to,
unless
yeah.
you literally have a log in your ass crack and yeah. you can feel it when it's gone, you have to look or else you don't know when you're done.
Yeah.
But I could imagine people who do the sit down thing
yeah.
not looking.
They don't look. They're just dirty. Ugh.
Some of them probably do still look, but I could see them not.
Yeah.
Because that it's like an extra thing. Like if you're sitting, because you're back there wiping, then you pull it around your face so you can look at it and then reach back around to drop it.
Yeah. I don't understand how rarely I take shits in public restrooms because
yeah,
I just
me too.
I can't grow the balls to just let it rip when somebody's in there.
Right.
So I hate it. It's awkward. And they can kind of see me if they want to, like
yeah.
peek over and look at me.
If it's a really vulnerable position. If they really wanted to,
yeah.
There's nothing you can do. You're
totally
sitting there with
me.
Your pants down
yeah.
and like shit half out your ass.
But I had to give in and I took a shit at work this week. And a guy came in and went for the stall next to me. I'm like, God damn it.
Of course.
And he's like,
Were there other open stalls he could have gone to? But he
there
went
was
to
just
one, right
one
next
other
to
one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then it's not entirely his fault.
Yeah. But he literally just sat down, did his business, and he was done in like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get relief out of that? I was in there for like, this isn't crazy, but like, you know, 30 minutes, 25 minutes.
What?
Really had to take a shit. So I've
that,
got
no. That is crazy.
That's crazy.
You were in the bathroom. This I knew this about you though.
Yeah.
You take long shits.
If I got a shit, it's
like,
a lot of shit.
If you had to shit at work, it's like I'm going on my lunch break. You know, to take a shit.
Yeah.
You take long shits. That is crazy.
I just don't see.
I've never timed myself, but it doesn't take me half an hour.
God damn. So if you're like, I got a shit so bad, and you go in, it's like. Done. Oh, thank God that's out of me. What?
Well, no, it's not. But I mean, it's... God, I don't even know what to say to
okay,
that.
Okay.
But it's not like what...
What is it, like 10 minutes?
How, like, do you have to... Occasionally, I will flush it more than once.
Yeah.
Just to avoid clogging the toilet, which is partially because of my wadded up toilet paper.
Yeah.
But do you have to flush like halfway through your shit? Because otherwise you'll like be sitting on a pile. Like
sometimes.
You'll lift up off the toilet seat.
The little island, I call it.
Yeah.
There was another island.
Like how much shit do you have in you?
When I got a shit, I got a shit. Yeah.
Do you have like 2 inches of small intestine and the rest of it's just all colon?
I don't know.
Wow.
But
no, that's not normal.
Okay.
I don't think.
I've been eating that Activia shit.
Oh, really?
I have.
Has it been doing anything for you?
No. God damn. You know, they sell the little cups and you're supposed to eat like one a day for like a couple weeks.
Sure.
I buy the big tub.
And I eat one a day?
I just eat like one a day. I bought quite a few.
Damn.
Nothing, man. I don't know what's going on.
It might be the fact that you're eating so much of it might be having the reverse effect. Plus, I'm not entirely sure. What is it supposed to do? Is it supposed
just
to help
regulate?
I know, but is it supposed to...
Technically...
Is it supposed to make you less constipated, or is it supposed to make you less diarrhea-y?
I'm not certain on that. It just says regulate it, so you're not so backed up and bloated.
Because I know, like, eating a lot of cheese
it
will kind of back you up. So I would think eating a lot of yogurt, you know, it's a dairy product.
Yeah.
So maybe the fact that you're eating so much of it is actually having the opposite effect.
Yeah, it kind of broke
the rules.
But I
really don't know the science behind it.
It was like... taking headache medicine, you know, you take two every four. Oh, fuck you. Here's eight of them.
Two bottles.
Headache's gone, yes. So I was like, eat one little thing a day? Fuck that. So I got the big tub.
Going all out.
But in related news to my ass, because my asshole hair is so knotted, I'm like, what do I do? Do I buzz it down or shave it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, should I like try to buzz it down and then wax it? You know, myself.
Ooh.
And I'm like, I could probably take that. It might hurt a little.
Yeah.
But I forget which week it was. The past episode, I told you about that spider bite I got by my balls.
Uh-huh.
I've been putting Band-Aids on it.
Oh, God.
Because it's been, just not going away. It's going down, but I have to put these Band-Aids with, you know, iodine on them. And I go to take them off, and I almost cry.
Because you're so ripping bad. The hairs out
I have
of your leg.
The only way I can cope is literally like going, la, 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 la. And that's just like a couple hairs ripping out.
Yeah.
It's so painful.
Yeah.
So that I can't imagine, man. Porn stars. How do they do it?
I don't know.
Fuck.
You could always get some of that Nair.
Mm,
Nair your ass crack. Have you tried that before?
I Naired my balls and never again.
Does it burn?
Oh, it was. I almost cried then. Yeah.
Really?
It was so painful.
What's that other
was
stuff?
Stupid.
Veet.
Yeah. It's.
Have you tried that?
Well, it's the same kind of product.
It's supposedly different, but I don't know.
No, it's like this bleach agent. Yeah, it just like softens the hair and it makes it, I don't know. No way is that shit ever going on my genital area.
Well, you
again.
Could always try it on like your leg or something first.
Yeah, I guess. But the asshole, what if that went wrong? Oh, what would I do? Would I go to the hospital? No, God.
What do you mean if it went wrong?
Like if it burnt so bad I was crying and...
I think eventually it would, unless you had an allergic reaction to it, I'm sure it would eventually be fine.
Yeah.
You just wait it out.
All right, I'll give it a shot and we'll talk about it next week. Here goes.
Sounds good.
Oh, what else? Oh, man.
Well, we got an email this week from a listener and friend of the show, Jeff.
Yes.
And it's a big, long thing. And he even says right in it that I probably shouldn't read it all.
Yeah.
And he's probably right. Because
it's pretty long.
It's really long.
Please
but,
don't.
Last week, I went on a big old rant about what a sad sack of shit I am. And so, and I talked about, you know, maybe I need medication, you know, anti-pussy medication to make me less of a pussy. Marley Kins in the forum gave me some advice on how to figure out what to do with my insurance and how to see a doctor and stuff, because I am some kind of caveman and I don't know how to do that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And so that was appreciated. My mom basically sent me an email with the same info. And hi, mom, because I didn't respond to the email. I never know what to say in these fucking emails. My mom sent me an email and it was a big long thing about, you know, I still exist. You can still talk to me even though I live on another continent.
Yeah,
I could help you with this stuff.
Yeah.
So thank you, mom. I probably still won't respond to the email, but I know you're listening. So thank you. Also, I'll get back to Jeff because I am going way off on a tangent here. But,
Let's go.
One of the other things my mom mentioned, since I'm responding via this instead of via email.
Yeah.
One of the other things she mentioned is that her her husband, I guess my stepdad, the reason she's in Australia, has been kind of sick lately.
Yeah.
He's he had blood clots in his lungs.
Yeah, you were telling me about that, man.
And he's I guess he's getting better, but it's going to be a while before he's back to 100%.
That does suck. Because, yeah, I think I talked to him once. He seems like a very nice guy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not terribly broken up about it. I mean, I feel like maybe...
We don't know the guy. I mean,
yeah, I don't... That. Well, that's exactly it. I don't know him that well. But every time I have talked to him and every time I've heard about him, he seems like a really nice guy. So that sucks. And I hope he gets better.
Same here. Yeah.
But anyway, back to Jeff. So Jeff wrote in saying he's pleased to see that Marley Kins and my mom gave me some tips on how to replace my insurance card and all that stuff. Then he goes on to talk about the efficacy of psychologists and psychiatrists and the drugs they prescribe. He says, therapy was good for my bouts of depression when the therapist was good, which makes sense.
Yeah.
but I barely tried antidepressants as it involved seeing yet another specialist and trying to deliver a Cliff Notes version of my situation so they could write a script. Yeah, from what I've been like kind of reading and hearing from people, sounds like it might be more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah.
Just like a whole fucking process.
Yeah.
Like what I would like to do if I was going to go that route, I still haven't decided anything.
Yeah.
But if I was going to go that route, what I would like to do is go see, like just make an appointment to see a psychiatrist, show up, we'll talk about shit, and then they'll decide, you know, maybe you need medication, maybe you don't.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what I would like to do. But I don't think that's exactly how it works.
Yeah, you go see the doctor, you get a referral, you go to the specialist, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is necessarily the case, but I have, I've gotten the impression that I might have to go get a physical first, which I understand it's a good thing to get a physical every once in a while. But it sucks.
It sure does.
Yeah. I hate it. The last time I got one was because I had to get one to get my current job.
Yeah.
And it's just this old man touching my balls. Like, I'm sorry. That's not my idea of a good time.
Did you have to take your shirt off? I had to take my shirt off, and he's feeling my back and having me bend over, and he's touching my balls.
I don't recall. The main thing I remember was him having me stand pantsless, and he's like kneeling in front of me, touching my balls, like cupping my balls. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Nobody looks.
I guess it. You're a doctor, so this is okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says antidepressants, so much as I understand them, do not make despair or other negative feelings go away, so much as they tighten your overall spectrum of emotions. You won't feel great as a result of them. Rather, you may find that you feel less bad or bad less often, which for some is a stepping stone to feeling like doing the things that make you feel like yourself again, which is kind of okay with me. That's more or less what I want. Like,
yeah,
I don't expect to take a pill and go, fuck yeah, I'm the coolest, life is great, rainbows and unicorns.
That's what it should be, though.
Well, that would be nice. That sounds more like ecstasy, though.
Yeah.
Like, if that was my plan, I'd just start doing X all the time.
Yeah.
But not a plan for everyone, but it does bring me to another thing, doing stuff. He says, I too often feel like opting out of invitations and even dread evening plans when I have them. I typically waffle about these plans until the very moment they are underway, at which point I find a way to open up and have a time. I'm not sure whether to call that depression or just an introverted nature. Sometimes I imagine that it's both, but the glumness that results from turning away from those plans is the same either way. The plan, dread, and finally do pattern of behavior or feeling applies to most social activities in my life. If a friend invites my wife and I out for a meal, I'm thinking about all the ways I could be spending that time until I park and walk in the restaurant. My wife and I just took a vacation to the Grand Canyon, which was fucking awesome. But until we were on the plane, I wasn't really excited about or interested in the trip very much. You know, I like drawing, but I even skirt around that, not wanting to draw until I start sketching a line. At this point, I just take it as a normal part of my personality. He says a bunch more stuff too, but yeah. Like I said, I'm not going to read everything. But the one thing I wanted to mention about that is that I guess I can, like, when he mentions the drawing thing, that sounds kind of like how I feel. But the thing that he says about he, like, when he's on the way to something,
some kind of gathering,
he's thinking about all the ways he could be spending his time, and that doesn't sound like what I've been feeling.
Yeah,
what I've been feeling is more like, I want to go.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that does want to go, but for some reason I just can't do it. It's like it doesn't, it's not like.
It's not like the people are lame and you're like, oh, I don't want to go because they're lame.
Yeah. It's not like, oh, every time I go out and do this, it's terrible.
Yes.
It's like the last 10 times I did this were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason I can't make myself do it. And what was I going to say? Shit. it's not a matter of like what I could be doing instead, because when I don't go to these things, end up doing is total bullshit. Like I'll sit around watching YouTube videos like that bitch singing Sweet Home Alabama or Sunny D and Rum, or, you know, I'll download TV shows and watch them or something. And I guess you could argue that that's in my mind is an idea of a better time, but it's really not. It's just not. Like, I don't want to go. I would rather lay on the floor. You know? So
Want to be by yourself. Yeah.
But it's not even that. It's weird. That's what's so hard to explain about it. There's no real rationale behind it.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm saying, you know, that sounds dumb, I would rather do anything else. It's not really a matter of what I would rather do. It's like I just, it's like I don't have the energy to do it.
Yeah. And I think if there was a reason, then that would kind of, obviously, that would be a personality issue.
Well, that's what, see, if there was a reason.
Because there isn't a reason, that's a chemical. You can't really pinpoint it.
Yeah.
You know, my brain is like, being retarded.
If it was like, I would rather be doing something else.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really want to do that because that's lame. I'd rather do this.
Yeah.
That wouldn't bother me because that makes sense. You know, like if I think, like with the tubing thing, I mentioned that last time, you guys like to go tubing down the river.
Yeah.
Not my thing. So when that comes up, it's like, I would rather do just about anything.
Yeah.
So that's different. That's like, I'm making a decision. I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like other things where I actually normally would want to do it, it's like, that's what bothers me, is because there's no rationale behind it.
Yeah.
It's like, I just can't.
That's do when it. It's, yeah, textbook depression, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. He says at some point, he says a bunch of stuff, and then he says, shit, that felt preachy. I don't mean it to be. You're a smart guy, and most of this must seem self-evident or redundant to you. I'm just relating a bit of my own past struggles. I just wanted to mention that part because I didn't take it as preachy. Yeah. I just wanted to let him know that.
Yeah. It's always good to get somebody else's take on anything. Yeah.
He also says, speaking of invites, as a fellow graduate of the class of Double Nothing, I'd like to say, I'll go to the reunion if you go, but that'd be a lie. I don't know if I can get to Michigan that weekend. If I went, I'd also be attending out of curiosity more than out of anything else. Who expects it to be the best time ever? Who walks out afterward thinking so?
Yeah, that's the
there
truth.
There probably are people.
Oh, man.
There are people who, like, there are people, you know, the people who are on like student government and shit, like this is their, like the people who are organizing it.
Yeah.
They think this is going to be the best
exactly.
time ever.
Yeah.
Or they wouldn't bother. Like at a certain point, I kind of wondered to myself if we would ever have a high school reunion, because who the fuck wants to do that? Like, who wants to put that together?
Yeah.
There are people.
There are. You know? That were in your grade.
Right. Yeah. Who are like, yeah, this is going to be awesome. Great. Yeah. So there are people.
And I make so much money and I have a great job and a great life and I just want to rub it in.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing? I have 3 kids. Yep. And my husband's a lawyer. Because I'm assuming it's a girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
He also addresses you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He says, Orion, I feel compelled to say something to you here.
Yeah.
If only because I send my emails to the show just to Kyle.
Which is fine.
I'm sorry. It's just that I knew him better at school. You were a bit spooky to me then. The quiet kid times 10, whereas I was quiet, but more like an academically capable moron in most other respects.
I love that part, yeah.
He says, I enjoy the banter about your work. As someone who excels at certain jobs but really, really sucks at anything requiring customer service, I've come to appreciate anyone who can do it and manage to avoid going insane in the process. I can let you know, however, I work for the government, and there are fat women and clueless old people everywhere in this building. I can barely slip out the door from my break without one of them asking me to buy them a snack because they can't walk that far anymore. Count yourself prepared wherever you may work. So
that,
there are.
That was great because
there are horrible people everywhere.
Yes. And I realized that like not too long ago. And it's very reassuring. You see these creatures and these vacant zombies that, you know, they don't have to be overweight, but they're just really off and vacant and ugly as shit. But they have jobs that are like, you know, $45,000 a year. They're making it, you know?
Yeah.
And here I am, a pretty normal guy, and I'm making shit wage, you know? I understand that. And I just care about being happy where I'm at, no matter where life takes me.
I know I have. I think I've mentioned this lady before. But when I used to work at this call center, we did telephone surveys.
Yeah.
It was my first job in Grand Rapids, and which is where we live now. There was this lady who worked there. And she was a big lady. She was a kind of like this lady, this Chris Athey or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Big lady, fucked up teeth.
Yeah.
Kind of smelly. She smelled like urine and feces a lot of the time.
She had a voice like this.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not an exaggeration. She talked like this.
Oh.
And so can you imagine somebody calling you talking like this and trying to do a survey?
I work for a call center.
What? Oh, trying to talk like her. Just kills my
throat. Unreal. Ooh, that hurt me. Yeah.
And I guess maybe it hurts her too, because she would make similar coughing noises.
Oh, Jesus.
But she was a big fat mess. And like, there was one time she either shat or pissed herself or both, and like,
oh, wow,
got up all of a sudden and ran out of the room and had to go home.
Jesus Christ.
And she had the beard like I was talking about, that's like in the crease.
Ugh,
it almost looked like kind of a like an Amish beard. Like I can picture like an old Amish man with like a wispy beard that's like only the chin strap, like an Abe Lincoln type of thing.
Oh, that's disgusting.
But it was coming out of the crease between her chins.
Yeah, nice.
And so I guess my point in that was just that, you know, that was a non-customer service job.
Yeah.
And there she was.
Yeah.
So they really are, you know, they have to work somewhere, right? They have to be somewhere other than just at the grocery store.
Yeah. A lot of them are in office jobs or jobs that seem important. And that kind of took the fear out of like calling, you know, like an office or calling a company or whatever. And it took the fear away. Like, I'm dealing with average people, you know, I'm not dealing with this imaginary person that's so much better than I am, and they're gonna shoot me down at life and judge me. So
Jeff also says, whenever I've been asked what I'd do if I could be a woman for a day, the woman asking me invariably says, and I've never been asked by a woman, but
I haven't either.
And you can't say you'd just bring yourself to repeated orgasms, which is, I guess it's a fair stipulation.
Yeah,
because otherwise that's what you'd do. But
yeah.
Maybe this is the most useful starting point for the question you guys talked about. So, what would you do as a woman for a day if you couldn't say just bring yourself to repeated orgasms?
Oh man!
I mean, technically, you said you'd shove everything in there, which wouldn't necessarily bring yourself to an orgasm. But that's kind of the same idea.
Oh, what would I do if I wasn't allowed to have fun? That's a hard one. God damn, I don't know.
I don't know.
Go out in public and just show my everything to everybody, little kids.
I don't know. Like, because most of the things associated with being a woman don't sound like a ton of fun to me. Like, what would you do if you could be a woman for a day? I don't know. Go shoe shopping. Awesome.
Go kill myself.
Yeah. Oh. Wear a dress. Sounds great.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe go to a bar and see if I could get any free drinks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I'd love to, like I said, just a little boy standing there, I'd just, you know, pull my pants down and start and be like,
okay.
I don't know.
All right.
It sounds like fun.
yeah, I don't know.
Oh man. Or, and then just on purpose, you know, purposely vomit while I'm doing that and say, I'm possessed by the devil. Scar him for life.
I'm trying to think of things that only women can do, like that only women can get away with. But
the free drinks thing.
Yeah, but it's all like shit that I don't want to do anyway.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, I'd go in the girls' bathroom and then go to the bathroom, I guess.
They're the worst. So yeah,
women?
No.
I agree.
The women's bathrooms, they're the worst.
Oh. I guess I
don't know.
I don't know.
If I'm not allowed to have fun, fuck it. Fuck it.
He talks about sequels that are better than the originals. He mentions Godfather 2. I've never seen any of the Godfather movies.
I couldn't sit through them.
I feel like I should, but I never have.
But yeah, that's a good point, because back then when they came out, they bored me to death, or the first one did.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure if I went back and saw it, you know, it might be interesting.
They're supposedly fantastic.
Yeah.
So, he says he liked Terminator more than Terminator 2.
That's just crazy.
He says, maybe I saw too much of the second film on television too often, but I liked the way the first film looked, and I liked that it had an action movie star playing the unstoppable creature in what was essentially a slasher film with sci-fi dressing, which I can see that.
Yeah, I can kind of get behind that. Yeah.
And he says, the iconic stars of that time, or just about any other, seldom played villains. Bleh. So I find films that have them do so very interesting to watch. I can agree with that. I like seeing... I like seeing actors playing against their type.
Oh, yeah.
And I like to see actors that are known for playing good guys and protagonists play villains.
Yeah. You don't see that a whole lot these days.
No. The second film has a better story and better effects, I think, but the first film strikes me as the more interesting pop culture experiment. He says he likes the way it looks better.
I can't agree with that.
I think I see what he's saying, but to me, the first one looks cheap.
The fucking Terminator is stop motion.
Well, I don't think that's what he means. I think he means the overall look.
The aesthetics.
Like the look of the film. Okay. You know, like the way scenes are lit and the general look of how it was captured or whatever.
But that makes sense. Yeah.
It looks cheap to me. It looks like, not quite, but it almost looks like, you know, it was shot on VHS. Like it wasn't shot on film.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain that. But what else? He says, you've mentioned Bill Paxton and have long made digs at Cameron Diaz. But some questions to extend the then versus now kind of movie discussion might be, are there actors or actresses you once couldn't stand but enjoy watching now and vice versa?
No.
Yeah,
I'd have to get back to that and do some research. I can't really think of it.
Actors I once couldn't stand. I can't think of any that I couldn't stand and now I like.
I didn't have a problem with anybody really.
The closest thing I can think to that is in reverse. I used to like Tom Cruise more than I do now.
Yeah.
But I think that's mostly because I've learned more about Tom Cruise as a person. He's still fine in his movies.
Yeah.
But like now I know he's crazy.
Yeah.
And there are similar things with other people. Like I used to kind of like Jenny McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was a hot chick that was kind of fun and funny and wasn't, you know, a total fucking ditz.
Yeah. She idiot. Was in Playboy. She was the hot chick.
But now I know she's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She, she thinks vaccinations cause autism.
Yeah.
So what a nut. But that's the best I can think of.
Yeah. I remember Nicolas Cage. I had no problem with him, but everybody I knew hated him. And it kind of rubbed off on me, so now I don't like them anymore. They do impressions of them, like, whoa, you know, that is intense.
I like Nicolas Cage.
I can't watch his face anymore.
I just think he occasionally gets roles that he shouldn't.
That might be part of it, yeah.
Like, I think he's really good as a particular type of character, and I think a lot of times he gets put in, like, leading man roles that he really shouldn't be in.
Yeah, yeah. And he usually is the leading man. I think that might be the problem, like with Bill Paxton.
I think he'd be better as like a secondary character. Like I think he'd be better off playing characters rather than the leading man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But anyway. Oh, he also asks if there are any remakes that we like better than the originals. And I know there probably are.
I'd have to say... Batman Begins. I know you don't like it.
Well, it's not really a remake. I mean, I guess it is, kind of. But it's not like it follows the same story. It's more like a reboot of the franchise.
That's true.
I know there are remakes that I like better than the originals.
War of the Worlds,
yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen like the old movie version.
I don't know if that's fair because the first one was so old. It's like a different movie. Superman, I liked the originals.
Well, Superman Returns wasn't a remake either.
Yeah.
But I guess if you want to take it that way, I liked the first Superman movie.
Yeah.
Superman Returns was okay for what it was.
Trying to think. Oh.
I thought of another sequel I think I used to like better than the original, but I don't anymore.
You think? Yeah.
Well, when I was a kid.
Okay.
Like the Ninja Turtles thing.
Yeah.
Like I liked two better, but then as an adult, I changed my mind.
Yeah.
And that's the Tim Burton Batman movies.
Mm.
Batman Returns, when I was a kid, I liked more.
Yeah.
But as an adult, like the Batman, the 1989 Batman,
mm-hmm.
was a good movie. I mean, it was a little goofy and cheesy in places, but... It had a certain kind of feel to it. It had sort of a brownish tone overall to the movie. And it seemed a little more gritty and realistic, even though it was kind of goofy.
Yeah.
And then the second one, it was like Tim Burton's brain exploded. Everything's blue and this like insane gothic architecture that's like just straight out of fantasy land.
Yeah, like clowns and gothic collide. Yeah,
clowns living in the sewer.
Yeah.
Like in the first one, the Joker becomes the Joker because he falls in a vat of chemicals that fuck up his skin and his hair, and he gets shot through the cheeks and like gets stitched up, and that's what gives him the smile. That's sort of realistic.
Yeah.
In the second one, the Penguin is like a mutant, I guess.
Just born
to rich people, and they threw him in the river, and Catwoman falls out of a skyscraper and lives and gets like... woken up by cats.
Yeah. So
and now she's crazy and a cat person.
Yeah, and she gets 9 lives. Yeah.
Yeah, and what? Yeah. Like she, yeah, so it's
Tim
just
Burton,
nutty.
You silly
penguins,
man.
With rocket launchers, like actual penguins.
Yeah.
And the penguin lives in an abandoned amusement park, which I guess, like it's an amusement park slash zoo, which I guess is kind of believable, except all the animals apparently still live there.
Yeah, it's just too far like into the zoo, fantasy land.
The zoo went out of business, but they were just like, fuck it. Leave the animals there. Let them fend for themselves.
Yeah.
It's insane. but I did like that one more as a kid.
Yeah, for sure. And I don't know why, but yeah, the original, better. Batman.
He also asks if there are any films or games, for that matter, that you'd like to see remade, such as the JRPG gamers wish to see Final Fantasy VII redone. I wasn't a big fan of Final Fantasy VII. I know that's not exactly the question.
Yeah.
But a lot of people loved that game. They thought it was the best ever. And that one was actually where I started to lose interest in the Final Fantasy games. The only Final Fantasy game I really liked was 6 or 3. Final Fantasy VII kind of felt like a... It kind of feels dated to me. Like, it feels like a product of its time. Like, Sephiroth, the guy in the, like, black leather trench coat and the giant sword and the long hair. It's like the beginning of emo.
Mm-hmm.
It's like where goth and emo kind of crossed over.
Yeah.
Like, we both cut ourselves. Some of us are darker than others.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just felt like a real product of its time.
Yeah, for sure.
And,
kind of separated
it. Kind of like to see it redone because maybe I would like the remake more.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that. Trying to think.
Are there any films or games that you would like to see remade?
God. I want to see like a newer Kung Fu of the Nintendo. Because that was my favorite back in the day, which is stupid. It was a stupid game, but I loved it.
The problem I have with a lot of remakes, like if somebody remade Kung Fu, is they'd probably destroy it. Like it would be a completely different game that they just tacked the name Kung Fu onto to say, you know, look, it's a sequel to Kung Fu or a remake of Kung Fu. But it'd be some 3D thing. It'd be like a 3D beat 'em up kind of thing. Like a, I can't think of a good example that you would know what I was talking about. But, I don't know. It wouldn't be the same.
They did that to Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah,
made
I don't.
3D.
I don't like the newer Ninja Gaiden.
A lot of people didn't like it.
A lot of people actually love it, but I wasn't a fan.
Yeah.
Remakes. Movies that I would like to see remade. One that I guess I would like to see remade, and there was talk of doing this, but I think currently it's not going to happen. Is Escape from New York. They were talking about, have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
With, what is that guy? Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked that movie. But I think maybe it could have benefited from, you know, some of our advances in effects technology and maybe a bigger budget.
Oh, yeah.
One thing, though, is when I had heard that it was going to be remade, they were talking about using Gerard Butler, the guy from 300.
God.
And I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I guess maybe it could work. I'd have to see it, but my initial reaction is no.
Yeah. There's got to be somebody else, man.
But I guess, you know, at the time that I was hearing about it, he was like the big new badass on the block. You know, it was shortly after 300 and had come out. And
yeah.
So he was the guy.
Yeah, he's not it, man. Yeah. I'm totally against that. Fuck that.
Nah,
there's
like
gotta
I said,
somebody else.
I'd have to see it to be sure, but that's not who I would go with.
Yeah.
Another couple that kind of count, but not really, because it's not really the same thing.
Okay.
And they're both things that I also have heard talks about.
Mm.
I've talked before about how I'm not really into anime.
Yeah.
I'm not an anime guy, but there are some that I like. And one of them is Neon Genesis Evangelion. And I think I've mentioned before that that one in particular, I totally understand if you disagree with me and you don't like it, if you've seen it. But there was some talk of remaking that as a live-action American movie.
Mm, that would... Yeah, that could.
And it's kind of about like giant robots.
Yeah.
But they're not robots. they're like giant human beings, kind of, but a little bit monstrous with armor all over them.
Yeah.
It's too complicated for me to explain right now.
Yeah.
But that
for
I think
anyone
could
that
be,
knows, yeah.
That I think could be interesting, and I've seen some concept art.
That'd be cool.
That looked kind of cool. One thing though is that people, especially with like anime to American movie kind of conversions, people get so pissed when you deviate from the source material.
Yeah.
Like in some of the concept art, they had changed some of the characters who were all Japanese in the original because it was Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this American live action remake, they had toyed with the idea of changing them, you know, not making them Japanese.
Yeah.
Well, duh. Well, they should at least be Asian. Well, at that point, why? You know, like, because they're going to be speaking English. It's not going to be in Japan with subtitles.
Yeah.
So why make them, why even bother making them Asian? Just because?
Just because.
I mean, what difference does it make, really?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
But they're whitewashing it. They always whitewash Asian.
They're going to ruin it.
Who cares?
It's my precious little thing. Yeah. Don't ruin it.
Another similar thing is I had heard that Akira was going to be made into a live action movie.
Yeah.
And I had heard that Leonardo DiCaprio was somehow involved.
Mm.
Like I had heard that he really likes that movie and he really wants to remake it in live action. I don't know if that means he'd be in it or if he'd just be involved somehow.
Okay.
But, and that's another one where like people get pissed off because it needs to take place in Neo Tokyo. And I kind of get that. Like if you change too much, then it's not the same thing anymore.
Yes.
But I don't know.
Anyone can agree with that.
But both of those have the potential to be horrible, horrible things. I still would like to see it done because I think I'd be interested. It could come out good. And if it doesn't, I still have the originals.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like they go away.
Yeah.
Did you think of any?
Yeah. Just one, though.
Okay.
The original Spawn movie really kind of bugs me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was into Spawn, man, and it's dark and violent, you know. And for anyone that's seen the cartoon on HBO, it's real dark and shit. And I always thought that was better than the movie they came out with. It was too child friendly. It wasn't rated R, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if it was kid friendly per se, but it was, I know what you mean.
It should have been darker and more violent.
And one thing that has nothing to do with the darkness of it, but one thing that I kind of found annoying was that in the movie, he only had his cape in a few key scenes, which was because they decided to do it as this big CG thing, which I understand. I mean, how else would you do it?
Yeah.
If you put an actual cape on him, it would probably look strange.
Mm-hmm.
But I almost think they could have gotten away with just giving him a Batman-like cape.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't look like it did in the comics, you know, because it was always flowing all over the place in the comics.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least he could have had it all the time.
Yeah. But I'd like to see, if they remade that, they need, I liked John Leguizamo. Leguizamo?
Yeah, Leguizamo. Yeah.
As the clown, you know.
Yeah, I was surprised that he did a pretty decent job with that.
It's the guy that played Spawn, what's his name, something white.
Michael Jai White.
Yeah, that guy I hate. He's one of those actors that I can only picture him doing like television movies or really shitty shows.
I think he's the guy that's in Black Dynamite. And I haven't seen that, but I keep hearing that it's good and he's good in it.
Oh,
so
God.
I've heard people say that like that's changed their opinion of him.
Mm.
So maybe
I'd give it a chance.
Yeah. But I agree that he seems like kind of, I don't know. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, me neither. And I'd like to see like a game made that's better than the one that came out on, I think the one I played was on PlayStation.
Really?
The Spawn game.
Yes.
Yeah. It was horrible.
There.
And it has so much potential. But that's about it,
I Spawn. Did think of a movie where I think the remake is better than the original.
Yeah.
And that's The Fly.
Oh.
The original The Fly, I'm not sure when it came out.
Year.
Yeah. I'm not sure. It's old as fuck, though. And it had, I believe it had Vincent Price in it. And he was this scientist kind of guy. That it was sort of the same idea. Except that like when he starts he doesn't start slowly transforming into a fly.
Yeah.
He ends up with the head of a fly and like one fly claw or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly, but he ends up with the head of a fly and like he's this monster.
It's horrible.
And the end of the movie, spoiler alert, is I think they kill him or he dies or something, but then these guys find this fly stuck in a spider web and they're like, that's a weird looking fly with a little white head, and they close they like zoom in on it, and it's a it's a fly with the head of Vincent Price going,
help me, help me. Yeah.
And then they squash it with a rock to put it out of its misery, I guess.
Yeah. I'm totally with you on that.
But the remake was so much, it handled all of that in such a, in a way that was more realistic.
Yes. And,
you know, it wasn't like a crazy monster movie. It was like, this guy is transforming and we get to see, you know, how that happens and the whole process. And I found that a lot more interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And in terms of games, I'm having a little trouble coming up with many, but the original two Metal Gear games, Metal Gear 1 and 2, not the solid games, but the old 2D ones.
Oh, man, yeah.
2 never actually came out here. Here, there was Snake's Revenge, which was a sequel to Metal Gear, but it was made for us.
Okay.
And the actual Metal Gear 2 only came out in Japan.
In Japan.
Maybe someplace in Europe, but I think it was only Japan, and it came out on the MSX, which was an old computer.
Ah.
But I'd like to see those remade kind of in the style of the Metal Gear Solid games, because they're going back and playing them for the first time now. Mm-hmm. They're still decent games, but it's hard to get into them.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if you're getting into them because you want to play these games that came before these other games that you like, which are completely different.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's...
Other than that,
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at on that. I think that's basically the end of his email.
Okay.
Yeah, after that, it's just kind of closing remarks. Oh, and then he says, where's the rap?
Oh, yeah.
He says, P.S., where's the rap?
Where is the rap?
The problem with the rap is a lot of it's done. Mm-hmm. Most of it's done.
Yeah.
Like, really, all we have to do is put the finishing touches on it.
Yeah.
But I think it's better than I feel like it is, but I feel like it's crap. And so, like, I'm having trouble finding the motivation to finish it, and even if it was finished, I'm not sure I want people to hear it.
Okay, yeah, that's where it's at. Yeah, that's where the rap is at.
But before we started doing this episode, we talked about playing a clip of it.
Maybe play a clip, yeah.
Should I?
Yeah. Just so people have a taste of the flavor.
Just so you know, we haven't been lying this whole time. How much should I play?
Play a little bit of the beginning, not too much, you know?
The beginning?
Yeah.
If I don't play much of it, Orion's part doesn't actually come in.
Yeah, you don't want to hear me, man. I don't want to hear me. So it's up to you. If you want to play part of my part, that's cool. Just don't play the whole thing.
Okay. Well, here goes.
Man, this had better be the right house.
Dude, shut up. This is the place, all right? You can hear the music all the way down the goddamn street.
Hey, what's up?
We're here for the party.
Yeah, man, come on in. Everybody's already here. Come on, get yourself a drink.
Going off that clock like an Asian man. Dropping letters like an off-brand crayon. I got mad skills like a crazy toolbox. Goose-stepping like I'm working Jew watch. I'm just playing. I ain't no Nazi. Unless by Nazi you mean cocky. Cause I'm full of myself like a one-man gangbang. Using old slang, bees, knees, finger bang. More girls than a two-bit bat. Got a colleges. Rhyme so sick, I should see a psychologist. Or a proctologist. You're so far up my ass, you can smell my tonsils. This response will make you cry into your weedy, sweetie. It's so easy. Everybody knows that you can't be me. Fuck! Listen up, cutie, don't get moody. Drink that roofie, make that booty go drop and pop like a black man's tongue like me. When I tug on it all night long, I'm a freaky monkey, genital junkie. Sneak my way to your room, then your undies. Popular beyond belief, make you creep some wetness. We're drinking tonight, so let's wrap this. 1, 2, 3, 4 beers and shots here, have some more. We'll get sore, I'm hardcore. I won't stop the bleeding, your fault, I'm cheating. So take your seat.
Yeah. So... That's
that thing.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
more or less. Yeah.
It's hard because, you know, we did it. So it's like we're too close to it.
Yeah. We know we can do better.
Maybe.
But to tell that to somebody that's never done a rap.
Yeah. Maybe it's better than I think, but still. So, yeah. And that's just a part of it.
Like, yeah.
It's part of the reason that I'm not thrilled with it is the way it comes across as a whole.
Yeah. You just gotta polish it up, yeah.
So there's part of it. I guess let us know what you think of that.
Yes, please. Garbage!
Yeah, garbage.
Nobody's gonna say it's bad. You know that.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, people are generally nice to us.
Yeah, which I'd like to hear some constructive criticism. Like, You like the beat? You like the lyrics?
People might be afraid to speak out negatively against us now because, like, poor Marleykins, she made, like, a joke.
Yeah. It's
like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
Speaking of Marleykins, in the forums, she mentioned that she wants us to talk about a gentleman by the name of Glenn Miller.
Mm, yes.
Now, I have never heard of Glenn Miller. But she linked us to a couple of places where we can find out about Glenn Miller. One of them is a YouTube video that has the audio from his... Well, okay, let me start over. Glenn Miller is a racist, and he's running for Senate.
Yes.
And so this is his campaign ad for Senate, if I can get this up here.
The following is a paid political advertisement and may not be suitable for children, but this station is required to carry it by federal law.
Hey, white man, 100 million more dark aliens are coming to America. Google the next 100 million for proof. In 1960, white people were 90% of the U.S. population. Today, truth be told, we're less than half. Another 100 million foreign Mongols are on the way. But you don't care, do you, Whitey? All you care about is satisfying your belly, pocketbook, and genitals and watching the coons play ball on television. The future of white children will be a nightmare, and you don't care. Your own women and children ought to spit on you every day. Go to whitey.org and phone me at 417-466-7777.
The proceeding was a paid political advertisement and may not be suitable for children, but this station is required to carry it by federal law.
Okay, so that last part, I'm not sure where that came from exactly, if that was somebody on a radio station or what that was doing that, but they were just trying to censor his contact info, basically, which I think is actually kind of silly. Who cares?
He's running for Senate.
Yeah. Like, you got his name. If I was a crazy racist that wanted to vote for him, I could just find out. You know, I could Google him or whatever.
Exactly.
And it's kind of weird to be like, I don't want you to hear where his website is. But anyway, so he's nuts. He's a nutty racist. Oh, yeah. And
hardcore.
She also linked me to his personal webpage, which is just awful. It's like a GeoCities page from like 1997. It's
sign my guest book.
Everything's kind of centered, but it's all off to the left. And there's a horrible faded picture of a Confederate flag as the background. It's just tiled.
Nice.
He's got pictures of whites marching on Raleigh, North Carolina, I assume.
Hmm.
Carrying Confederate flags. There's a little Confederate flag GIF image over here. And it says at the top, "Hey, Whitey, why don't you and your friends build your own white club? It's not against the law to be white yet," because it will be soon, against the law to be white. And then he says, "Phone me anytime for advice," and gives a phone number. And then he also has a quote from Howard Stern. It says, "The only honest candidate." And he has a link that you can listen to an interview with him and Howard Stern. And Howard Stern did say that, more or less. Basically what he said was, if there's one thing you can say for him, at least he's honest, unlike a lot of politicians, which I guess is true.
That is true.
Yeah, I hate blacks. Should I call the phone number?
Of course you should, Kyle.
I don't think he's going to pick
up. It's going to be a voicemail.
Yeah, but I'm still curious.
At least leave a voicemail.
To call it. The last time I called a phone number, I couldn't think of anything to say. Yeah. But whatever. 417-463-7703. Let's see. Boop, 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 boop. Skype noises. I should really disable the Skype noises.
Hello, no one is available to take your call.
This is an answering machine?
The tone.
Hey, Glenn, how's it going, buddy? I'm just a loyal supporter, and I was wondering, you know, what I could do to help out the white cause. You know, I got my Confederate flag underwear, and I go streaking through the cafeteria at my school once a week with my Confederate flag underwear on, and I scream the South will rise again, but that doesn't seem to be doing anything. I think I need to step it up a notch, you know, like, do you have any lynchings coming up, or, you know, some kind of cross-burning kind of things, anything like that you could do to help me out? Just give me a call back at 616-328-5581. I appreciate it, man. Soldier on, brother. I don't know.
Good stuff.
So, you know... I hate saying this when people send us things that they're like, talk about this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't really know what to say about him. He's a...
just a hardcore racist.
He's a racist. His name's Glenn Miller. Well, his name is Frazier Glenn Miller.
Yeah.
Frazier Glenn Miller Jr., but he is commonly known as Glenn Miller.
Mm-hmm.
He is the former leader of the now defunct North Carolina-based White Patriot Party, formerly known as the Carolina Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. I can't talk right now.
That's a toughie. Yeah.
Ku Klux Klan. Convicted of criminal charges related to weapons and violation of an injunction against paramilitary activity. He is a perennial candidate for public office. He is an advocate of white nationalism, white separatism, and anti-Semitic theories, and a critic of homosexuality and third world immigration. Sometimes I almost sort of sympathize with racists a little bit, just a little bit, because I can see, like, if you've been told, if you've been told that white people are superior and that black people, for example, because it's not just black people that they don't like, it's basically everybody, but black people, as an example, that black people are violent criminals, they're rapists and stuff. If you've been told that and you're viewing the world through that filter, when you do things like watch the news or see statistics about violent crime and stuff, some of that is going to seem to back you up.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be difficult to get out of that mindset. So in a way, I can sort of sympathize, kinda, but this guy's crazy. Like a lot of these people who are hardcore racist, pretty much everyone who is a hardcore racist, who is like a white supremacist, not like your grandpa who just like makes comments here and there, but like real like neo-Nazis or Ku Klux Klan members, they're crazy. Like they're paranoid. Like they maybe should be on medication.
Yeah.
Like some of them are just stupid and they follow what the crazy paranoid people say, but they think the Jews run everything. And I guess, you know, to a certain extent, that can kind of seem to be backed up too, if that's the mindset you're in. Cause, you know, there are a lot of Jews in the media, but it doesn't mean
they're going to take over the world.
Like, why? What is their game plan? You know, like, if you look into what these people believe about some of this shit, it's like they think that the Jews want to exterminate the white race.
Yeah.
For what?
What is their game?
To what end?
Yeah.
And the Jews are promoting homosexuality because that way, the more homos there are, the less we'll be procreating, and the more they can stamp us out.
Madness.
And how do you promote homosexuality? Like, it's one thing to say it's okay, but it's another thing to say, everybody be a homo. And I've never heard anybody say that. You know, like, let's all be homos. Being homos is the coolest thing you can do. And even if there was somebody saying that, you know, let's assume, and it's not, I don't believe this, but let's assume that being gay was a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Who would make that choice?
In today's society?
Yeah. It's only going to make things, at the absolute best, things would be just the same.
Yeah.
So why would you bother?
Why bother?
Your default state was to be heterosexual, why would you be like, I think I want to do guys now?
Yeah.
And why would you do that? It's just kind of silly.
Yeah. At best, yeah. you'd be fine. But for the most part, your life would suck. People make fun of you, you know, and old men would scowl.
Yeah.
And that everybody knows that sucks.
And you know, at worst, you could end up getting the shit kicked out of you and beaten to death. So I don't see why anybody would make that decision if that's what it was.
Yeah, it's entertaining media. This guy will never be elected.
There is a website. When I listened to that Howard Stern interview, there's a website he mentioned called vnnforum.com, which the VNN is the Vanguard News Network, which is kind of a white supremacist news network.
Mm-hmm.
And the forum is a forum. And in there, a bunch of whiteys get together and discuss their crazy conspiracy theories and things. Like, there is a subforum called The Problem. And the description of that subforum is, hate what America's become. Don't get angry at the symptoms. Identify the disease. Welcome to Jews 101. Jews are the problem. And then if you click on that, there are all these stickied posts, which is silly because almost, you know, it goes all the way down the page. You have to scroll way down to get to any that aren't stickied. But let's see. They've got They all start with the word Jews. Jews promote feminism to set women against men. Jews assassinated JFK. Jews control immigration policy. Jews produced the Schofield Bible to fool Christians into supporting Israel. Jews normalize sexual perversion. Jews are spies, traitors, and apologists. Jews swindle white individuals, corporations, and nations. Jews created communism to destroy white nations. Jews promote double standards and demand special treatment. Jews molest children while pointing fingers at Catholics.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just Jews, Jews, Jews. Jews fight free speech. Jews murder white babies in the womb. Because Jews are like, Jews are all about abortion. It's Jews, Jews, Jews. Yeah. Jews brainwash blacks to hate whites. Wouldn't you don't think you hating blacks is enough? Let's see some of the stuff that isn't stickied. Here's one called "What about the fucking Arabs?" Oh, man. Okay, and if I click on that, this is by a member named Slayer. And okay, the post, the content of his post is just, "I hate Jews, but what about the fucking Arabs?" And that's all he said. So then the first reply is, "Arabs, in fact, Muslims in general, are no real threat to us. Dumb, sure. They don't need to be in our lands, but they are no real threat. Jews are the enemy. Muslims, niggers, spics, whatever, are just symptoms of the enemy. When the filthiest Muslim that ever lived takes a shit, what squirts out his ass is cleaner and more decent than any Jew that ever lived."
Oh, man.
"If there is anything on earth as evil and as much an enemy as a Jew, it would be some kind of white Pentecostal Christian." Maybe Republicans. "Yep. A fucking Republican is just about as stinky filthy as a Jew. So when the filthiest Muslim in the world takes a shit, what squirts out his ass is cleaner and more decent than any Jew or white Republican that ever lived. That's just about got it." Any questions, Mike? Yeah, so that's, let me see if I can find another good one.
All right.
A vampire tribe?
What?
Goyim's organs are needed. Goyim being us, being non-Jews.
Ah, I see.
Haaretz reported yesterday that an Israeli man was arrested on Friday for allegedly running an organ trafficking network in the Ukraine. According to the report, the network operated for over 3 years and recruited donors via the internet. Most of the donors were young women who agreed to sell a kidney for $10,000. The organs were sold to Israelis for $200,000 and more. Ukrainian police estimated that the network made a gross sum of $40 million. "This year, we learned about some extensive Israeli organ harvesting and trafficking. A New York rabbi's running an organ trafficking network." A New York rabbi is, I think. I think there's supposed to be an apostrophe there.
I see.
"A New York rabbi is running an organ trafficking network. This week, we read about Israeli body organ dealers in Ukraine. Someone should take the challenge and explain to us all why it is that ever so often we learn about Israelis and rabbis buying and selling human organs." Yeah, we hear about it all the time. Constantly. Every time I hear about a rabbi, it's he's buying and selling organs.
This is just insane.
This is like a story about the Ukraine, and then it could be true that there's a New York rabbi running an organ trafficking network, but there's no support for that in this little post, in, you know, what he's quoting.
They never back Jews. Their shit up. Yeah.
And if anything, it sounds like the Jews were being scammed. I mean, these women are being paid $10,000 for their kidneys.
Yeah.
And then the Jews are being charged $200,000. Sounds like the Jews are being fucked.
Yeah.
Ugly Jewish princesses.
What?
"This is not the ugliest Jewish princess that I've ever seen, but it certainly deserves honorable mention. She is the Poverty Pimp's hate editor." This came from blogs.phoenixnewtimes.com/something. "I want to see someone find a Jewish princess who is even uglier." And then there's a picture attached of, I guess, a Jewish princess. It's just a fat Jewish woman.
Man, let's talk about ugly Jews.
And then somebody posts a picture of Amy Winehouse. Is she Jewish? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
She could be.
Oh, God.
Anyway. Yeah, so I guess I'm done reading.
Where to begin
from there.
On what? Why do you hate the Jews? Well, where to begin? They're ugly.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
They have big noses for sniffing out gold. You know, back in the day during the gold rush, it was always good to have a Jew with you because you could sniff out the gold, the veins of gold in the mountains.
So much of what they discuss and say is like, it's got to be a joke, but they play off of it.
Yeah, it's not it. They just, I don't
know. Right. No, you're right. No, you're more right. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Jews push race mixing on our white daughters, knowing it is dangerous and unhealthy. Yeah. Who's pushing race mixing? Like, who's like, you really need to get out there and fuck a black dude? Like, nobody's doing that.
Yeah. Just fabricated imaginary bullshit that they're mad about.
Oh, this is way too long for me to read, but my guess would be that what they're saying is that, you know, in the media, on TV and in movies and things, that interracial couples are being depicted more and more, and that this is somehow influencing our white daughters and making them consider fucking black dudes. Oh, no! What are we going to do?
Oh, man.
For one thing, if your black, or if your white daughter is fucking a black dude because she saw it in a movie, then just, you should write her off and let her go anyway. Like, she's picking who she fucks based on something she saw in a movie.
Yeah.
But fucking a black dude, okay, whatever. Yeah, so I'm sorry if that wasn't quite what Marley Kins was after, but, you know, I don't know. It's just a racist guy, like a fucking idiot.
What do you say, other than poke fun?
Then he's nuts. Yeah. I did like the, you don't care, do you, white, whitey, whatever. I clipped that out so I could potentially use it for something else later.
That'd be great, yeah.
Well, on the subject of race. Website for niggas.
Yeah.
We talked about this last week. It was a Twitter account that I found called Website for Niggas that kept posting links to their webpage called dailypiff.net.
Best website ever.
Best website ever. It is apparently a website for niggas.
Yeah.
And it has some fantastic content. Like their put you on blast section.
Put you on blast.
Last week I mentioned that there was a Kanye West on blast.
Yeah.
And so that is where I am going to pick back up.
All right.
On dailypiff.net. Kanye West on blast. You can go ahead and start the video at the 40 mark and let it play all the way to the 1 mark. So the 40 seconds to 1 minute. There is a video here. So let me see if I can get there.
It feels good, right? It feels good. I feel like the lane is right.
I think it's such a big thing for artists in the game right now.
Right.
It's that the scariest artist is definitely Nicki Minaj. And I think she has the most potential out of everyone to be the number 2 rapper of all time. Because nobody's going to be bigger than Eminem.
Of all time.
Wow.
Yeah, of all time. So Eminem's number 1 rapper of all time. And
when you say that, you mean as their lyrics or you mean as sales-wise?
Everything, like having a whole network one day. You know, it's just everything, everything that comes with it. Yeah.
Number 2.
To Eminem.
Next to Eminem.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the section they wanted me to hear.
Okay.
I'm a little surprised to hear him say that Eminem is the number 1 rapper of all time.
Yeah,
but that's,
he's not crying about it.
Yeah, like, what about you, Kanye?
Yeah.
Okay, well, onward to the hilarious content, which I have not read yet, so hopefully it's just as hilarious as last time. Okay, now this nigga and his metal-ass jaw always talking out his ass. What is it with these rap niggas saying anything? Saying anything?
What is?
This nigga jaw got a mind of its own. That accident made that nigga retarded. How can you say Nicki Minaj can be the number 2 artist of all time? Of all time, Kanye? Of all time? Kanye, I'm talking to you, nigga. Your jaw running in the street, Kanye. Grab your jaw before you get hit by a car. Of all time, Nicki Minaj. Kanye West jaw is jealous of anything metal or glass. It's a hater. Kanye West jaw is talking shit about all the silverware in the house. Kanye West jaw snitched on 3 spoons and a butter knife.
What the fuck? This is almost better because none of it means anything to me.
Kanye West metal ass jaw lied and said he fucked the wine glass.
I have no idea what that means.
They're just saying words.
Yeah.
Niggas said they saw Kanye West cleaning his jaw in the sink with a toothbrush. Kanye West jaw got tinted windows. Kanye West jaw told Kanye, almost time to take me school shopping, nigga. Kanye West jaw told Kanye, it's almost time to take me school shopping, nigga.
Oh, man.
Fuck your jawbone, nigga. You need to be ashamed of yourself, and it ain't just you either, nigga. It's a lot of these motherfucking rappers getting in these interviews and saying anything. Nicki ain't really whack, but for you to say she could be number two of all time right behind Eminem is some motherfucking bullshit. You on that same shit Drake on, nigga. You wifed a stripper slash hoe? You wifed a stripper slash hoe Amber Rose. You shut down the VMAs to shout out Beyonce, and now you on Nicki shit. You too talented for this bullshit. Knock it off, nigga.
Knock it off.
Knock it off, nigga. And that's all of Kanye West on Blast. Okay. It's not quite as long.
Okay, yeah. That was pretty good, though.
Let's see if there's anyone else.
All about his jaw.
Lawrence Fishburne on Blast.
Ooh.
This is about his daughter being a porn star. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I guess money can't raise a child. Somebody tell me how a nigga with the money of Lawrence Fishburne can raise his daughter to be a porn star. God damn, nigga. God damn, it says.
God damn.
G-O-T-T. God damn, nigga. The little bitch is a porn star and proud. Proud the fuck of it, nigga. I think it's bad parenting. Hollywood daddy ain't got time to be a father and raise his kids. And now look, bitch sitting next to Brian Pumper. SMH. I don't know what SMH means.
Yeah.
What did Chris Rock say? A father's number one duty is to keep his daughter off the pole. This bitch went beyond the pole. It takes shit like this for a nigga to look in the mirror and be like, I fucked up as a father. It would be different if the bitch was doing it because she was broke and needed money or whatever, but this bitch is doing the shit for fun with a big-ass Kool-Aid smile on her motherfucking face. Bitch even said, I have a lot of home experience. Goddamn, bitch. What can Lawrence do? He can't really do shit. He fucked up as a father, and now he can't get those days back. He was busy making movies, and now the bitch done embarrassed the whole motherfucking family with her whoreness. Whoreness.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, nigga, you a bad father. All that money you had didn't mean shit. She still ended up a porn star. Like I said, he would get a pass if he didn't have money. The fact that he is filthy rich makes it terrible. The fact that he is filthy rich means she is doing this because she is just a whore. She would probably do it for free. The lesson to be learned from all this is money can't raise a child. You out making movies and money, and there is no father figure there to keep this bitch from having a bunch of dicks in her mouth. Bad father, Lawrence. Bad father. That hoe kind of cute. Here's the video. And there's a video of her doing porn, I guess.
Yeah.
Should I find another thing to read?
Let's do one more here.
Should I do another on Blast, or should I look for something somewhere else on the...
Yeah, let's explore a little bit.
Okay.
Let's see what else they got.
What else do they have? Reader requests, maybe?
Yeah.
Reader requests. Should a woman be able to squirt? Should I do that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no. I got my mother pregnant?
What?
Oh, which one should I do?
Oh, man. I'm torn. Flip a coin.
I got my mother pregnant, I guess.
All right.
A reader wanted my opinion on getting his mother pregnant. Here is the actual question. I got my mom's pregnant. We were getting high and wasted, and she smoked my leak and passed out. I was horny like a motherfucker, and well, I blew her back out. She doesn't remember any of this now. She doesn't remember any of this now. She's 3 months pregnant, and she thinks it's from her man, but they were talking, and they are not sure how, since he always straps up, meaning put on a condom, I guess. What happens when the baby comes out and doesn't look like him? If it's mine, is there a way to make her get rid of it and make it look like an accident? I'm fucked. They've been together 5 years and don't fuck around, so I can't pass it off as being someone else's. Maybe it's his, but... I calculated that shit, and I think it's mine.
I'm fucked. Oh, man.
There's no response.
Damn.
Nobody's going near that.
What?
They posted the question, but didn't post a response.
Oh, is it fairly new? What's going on?
It was from...
Nobody's touching that?
It was from yesterday.
Oh, damn.
I drank some of it. A reader wanted my opinion on drinking some of it.
What the fuck?
A reader wanted my opinion on drinking some of it. Here is the actual question. I don't know if I should be scared or what. I went out and ended up going home with a few dudes. They didn't raw dog, but we all got in the shower. I got on my knees and I drank some of it.
Oh, okay.
Do I need to get checked out? I could have an STD or hep. What are the chances? It was a one-night stand, and while I know I can't be Pregos, the other stuff scares me. Thanks. Yes, you can get an STD from swallowing semen, so yeah, to be on the safe side, you definitely need to get checked out. So yeah, you should be setting up an appointment right after you read this. Now that being said, how you only drink some of it? Listen, mommy, if you gonna jump in the shower with a pack of niggas, you gotta hold that down and swallow all of that shit. Don't be a halfway hoe. Listen, either go hard or go the fuck home, mommy. Next time you get in that situation where you on your knees in the shower with a dick in your face, don't go swallowing some of it. You swallow all that shit. Semen is 95% water, baby. There are more germs in saliva than in semen. What do you think swallowing some of it was going to stop that STD from bear hugging you? Nah, you might as well have swallowed it all, because whether you swallow a drop or a hurricane, the chances of catching the STD are the same. Piff health class.
Oh, man.
This is gold.
I know. I love this fucking website.
Oh, man.
Let's check out their current poll. What is more rude, seeing somebody you are cool with and not saying hi, or hanging up phone without saying bye? Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I think maybe, like, I could keep reading this shit all night. I think maybe, you know, that's enough of the daily, the weekly daily piff.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you got an email you kind of wanted to address, I think.
Yeah. Beverly Sturgeon.
Yeah.
Sent me an email, just giving me a heads up that, Red Earth. The band.
Yeah, the band that is associated with Red Earth Radio, who is currently playing our show four times a day.
Four times a day.
Yeah.
The lead singer, his birthday just passed on the 28th. So happy birthday, Bobby West.
Yay! Happy birthday.
Hope it was a good one.
Yeah.
I just wanted to throw that out. So.
Yeah. So I guess that's probably it for this week.
That should be it, yeah.
Yeah. So, as usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And you can always check us out in the forum. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. And you can check us out on the Facebook or the Twitter, facebook.com/idgehat and twitter.com/idgehat. This week, I forgot to do that thing where I'm like, hey, anybody have anything to talk about? Mostly because I was asleep. I was asleep when Orion showed up today, and I woke up and I was like, fuck!
Yeah.
Because I had been meaning to be awake. But anyway.
That shit happens.
Yeah, so sorry about that. I will probably resume doing that next week unless I'm asleep again.
Yeah.
But that's...
That should do it.
That's
all right.
It, yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys. This has been episode
86.
86, yeah. So yeah, be sure to tune in next week, and we will check you then.
That's... What are you trying to do?
What?
Are you trying to change things up?
I am. I'm being naughty.
Tune
this
in
time.
Next week, and we will check you at that time. All right.
We'll check you next week.
Yay!